So, look, it's just gonna be a few hours at the mall, okay? I know you hate this place 'cause it's really loud and busy, but I'll be right with you. So don't you fret. And who knows? Maybe if you do this for me, there'll be something in it for you. Anyways, I'm sure if there's time, we can stop at the video game store you like, or look at those action figures you don't think I see you looking at all the time. I'm kidding, but seriously, I see the way that your attention span just drops when we walk past those places. Here I am trying to get through our list of chores, and you're just dragging your feet trying to look at the latest Nintendo game or whatever. Boys and their toys. It's sweet, really. All right, come on, keep up. I have dresses to try on, and I don't want you getting all fidgety and restless. Here we are. Oh my gosh. There's so many beautiful dresses and so many colors. Can you see them all? You're looking a little overwhelmed, honey. How about that? Why don't you sit over there and take a look at shoes or something while I try on this dress? There's no need to look at me like that. I'll only be a minute. Look. There's a bunch of assistants around, so if you need anything, you could always ask them for help, okay? Now, just be a minute. Can you wait patiently for me? All right, so I'm done. What do you think? Too much breasts on display? You can look. It's not like you've never seen them before. Don't they just look so soft and inviting? You can't stop looking at them, can you? Shame. They're just a little too up high here for you to see properly. But if you crane your neck just a little, just like that. All done. That's it. That's good. You could just see. All right, now. Eyes back here, mister. Now, don't you think these heels are nice with this dress? Did you forget that heels make me look taller than you? You know, I kind of find your face adorable when you're thinking hard like that. Look at you. So cute. Well, so you like it? I know the look is kind of mature. I mean, I worry it looks a bit, motherly almost, you know? But it really is such a nice wavy floral dress. It just hugs my hips perfectly and. I wonder what we must look like to other people. You've been sitting there so patiently waiting for me with your stripy little tee and your shorts, and here I am with this lovely dress on. I know I'm a few years older than you, but. Well, I suppose I really should have told you this before we left the house, but you look like a little boy in that outfit. Well, it's too late now to change. I know it's a lot to take in, but try not to let it bother you. I'm sorry. But you know what? I promised you a treat, didn't I? If you were patient. Where was it? The toy store? I'm sorry, I mean the video game store. Well, we'll just look around a bit, but it's getting busier here by the minute, so you really ought to hold my hand, okay? That's very good. Now, what have I told you about dragging those feet? The assistants are looking at us, and they're starting to giggle. Oh, look, honey, I think the video game store is getting really busy. I don't think we'll get a chance to look at the new Nintendo stuff. I'm sorry. I know I promised you a treat. You know what? What about the toy store? I know, it's for little kids, but come on, there's bound to be something in there you'll like. I just know it. Look, there's so many cool things in here. See? There are things for older kids. Don't give me that look. You know what I mean. Oh, hey, let's ask this assistant. She's wearing a Captain America t-shirt. I know you love those movies. excuse me. Hi there. Yes, I'm here with my little man. Yeah, he loves those comic book movies. And, well, he's a little embarrassed to be here today, but he was just so patient while I tried on my new dress, and he hasn't made a fuss all day. Except for now. Excuse me, young man? I'm trying to talk to the lady here, and you're fidgeting and squirming. Oh, you didn't like being called my little man? But sweetie, think about it. We're in a toy store, and I'm practically towering over you with my new heels and new dress, and here you are, holding my hand. And you could barely take your eyes off this pretty assistant. What is she supposed to think? Well, you think that's how a big boy behaves? I think all she sees is a nervous little boy and his mom. And you've only made it worse by tugging on my sleeve like that. Don't worry, it's okay. Mummy knows that you're just feeling a little confused by it all. I know how you are in shopping malls. Everything is just so big and loud, and there's so many other people around. A lot of mummies and their little ones. But they're just like us. That's right. I know. I know you're trying to think very hard right now, but it's okay. All you need to think about is holding mummy's hand while we walk back to the car. Think of it as a fun little game. A game for just you and me. Or should I say you and mummy? Yes. See? You're ever so good at pretending with mummy, aren't you? Oh, look. There's the assistant. See, she's smiling at you. Make sure you wave back. Good boy. Yes, you're being very good for mummy right now. Look how small you are. But that's okay. Mummy's right here with you. What a good little boy you are. No more hard thinking, okay? Just mummy's hand. And if you're really, really good, I'll let you see mummy's breasts when we get home. Would you like that? Properly this time. Out of the dress and out of my bra. But you have to promise to be a very, very good boy for me, okay? They're just so up high for you, aren't they? But I think if you stand on your tippy toes and I bend down very slowly for you, just like this, you could see them. Look at you down there, so sweet and adorable, so small and well-behaved for your mummy. Well, it's home time now, okay, little one? Time to go and snuggle with mummy's boobies, okay? There. What a good little boy. Mwah.